This is Bigger Pockets Daily, expert advice for real estate investors. If you like what you hear, check out biggerpockets.com. I think you'll find a warm, welcoming community, a wealth of data to help you make the best decisions, and calculators to help you analyze deals. We make the blog articles available on this show so you can absorb the information while you're organizing the garage or remodeling your bathroom on this Saturday. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today. This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Legal Considerations of House Hacking by Samantha Hallrelak. If you're looking to break into real estate investing but need to figure out what it takes, consider house hacking. You might wonder, though, is house hacking even legal? So, is house hacking legal? Yep. And that is our show for today. Thank you. I'm just kidding. House hacking is legal when you do it right. So, for example, renting a spare room in a single family home or a unit in a multifamily home is legal. However, renting a garage space not meant for living isn't legal. Mm-mm. So follow your city's zoning laws and house hacking can actually be legal. Here are some legal considerations for house hacking. So in determining if house hacking is actually legal for you, consider these things. Zoning laws and regulations is first. This is the most critical factor when determining if house hacking is legal. Cities and counties have specific zoning requirements you have to follow. Each area is different, so you have to allow or know the regulations for the area where you're considering purchasing a home. So just a quick example, your locality may permit or prohibit even short-term rentals. If that's your idea of house hacking, or if you're planning on adding an accessory dwelling unit or an ADU, make sure they're allowed too. This is especially important if you're adding it in the basement, as many areas have restrictions regarding this. Call your local government to determine the zoning laws to ensure you aren't violating any regulations and risking fines. Occupancy limits. Some cities and counties have occupancy limits based on a home's size and number of bedrooms. Determine if your house hacking will exceed those limits and put you at risk of violations. For example, if you have a one-bedroom house, you can't rent a room to someone else unless you plan to live there, which wouldn't be house hacking. Landlord-tenant laws. Each city has different rules and regulations regarding the tenant-landlord relationship. Ensure you understand your responsibilities and rights as a landlord and what you can and cannot do. For example, there may be some strict laws regarding the security deposit amount, the eviction procedures, and other regulations the city or county imposes on landlords. Gotta be in the know on those. Financing considerations, too. You know, the nice thing about house hacking is you can typically take advantage of owner-occupied financing, which means the most attractive rates and terms available versus those offered to investors. And typically, you can use anything, including FHA loans, as long as you live in the property. You cannot rent the entire property to someone with owner-occupied financing, but renting a room is typically legal, so it's a good idea to run it past your lender, just to be sure. Insurance requirements. The insurance requirements for house hacking vary based on how you use the property. Since you are renting only part of the property to tenants, you may not need landlord insurance at all. It depends on your insurance company and location. So, for example, if you add an ADU, you may only need additional coverage on your traditional homeowner's policy. But if you're buying a multifamily property, you need adequate rental coverage to protect yourself financially should the home become unlivable. Homeowners Association regulations. If the property is in an HOA, read those regulations carefully. These regulations are in addition to any city or county laws. So, for example, they may restrict all non-owner occupancy or may only prohibit short-term rentals, allowing long-term leases. Tax implications. Consulting with your tax professional is key when house hacking. While you must report the rental income and pay all those taxes, you may also be eligible for certain deductions or credits for the expenses to maintain the home. Yeah, it can be tricky when splitting the mortgage interest between personal and business use, which is why involving a tax pro is absolutely essential. Also, you can check out our guide about house hacking taxes at biggerpockets.com. Navigating legal challenges in house hacking. To ensure house hacking is legal before you invest in a property, here are just some quick tips to help. Research federal, state, and local laws. Never assume house hacking is always legal where you want to invest. Get to know the laws at all levels, consulting with the local zoning board and the city's compliance department. Work with a real estate attorney. Find a real estate attorney knowledgeable in house hacking in your particular area. There will be some, for sure. Ensure all contracts are properly written and you're adequately insured for the investment. It will be worth every penny, I promise. Ensure your lender is on board, too. Don't try to sneak the house hacking past your lender, or you might even unknowingly violate the terms of your mortgage. Be open about your intended use of the property to avoid any legal consequences. And some final thoughts for today. House hacking can be legal when done right, and a fantastic way for first-time investors to break into real estate investing or grow their real estate portfolio. You can learn everything there is to know about house hacking and how it can benefit your real estate investing path at biggerpockets.com. And we have tons of episodes inside the Bigger Pockets Daily podcast as well. Thanks for checking out this episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. Have you checked out the latest new podcast from Bigger Pockets? It's pretty awesome. Level up your real estate investing with a weekly dose of entertaining takes and expert analysis on the trends, data, and headlines shifting today's economy. All happening on the Bigger Pockets podcast, On the Market, hosted by Dave Meyer and a panel of experts. Start investing with confidence. Stay here on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and navigate to On the Market. Or you can find the show by visiting biggerpockets.com/podcasts. But hey, don't leave me here all alone. Please, I'll meet you back here tomorrow. Adios.